The National Defense Authorization Act, the Senate debates, includes more autonomy for service chiefs on acquisitions. Specifically, they will be involved in the process longer. Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition Technology and Logistics Frank Kendall tells Breaking Defense now is the worst time for the change, but the Government Accountability Office's Mike Sullivan tells me moving the chief's involvement further into procurements can keep costs down and schedules shorter. General John Jumper, U.S. Air Force retired, is former Chief of Staff of the Air Force and former Chief Executive Officer of Leidos. General, it's a pleasure to have you back on the program, and you have the benefit now of seeing this from both sides of the equation, both the industry side and the executive side, the Air Force side. What does this look like from your perspective, the idea that your successors as chiefs will be involved in this process longer potentially? Thanks for your time, General.
Oh, it's always great to be with you, Francis. And, you know, this is a tough and complex subject that we can only touch on in this short interview. But, you know, one of the things I've always said is that the acquisition process needs more operational involvement. I think we go about buying things to fight with before we decide how we're going to fight. And I think having the service chiefs and the operational influence in there stronger, earlier, and longer is an important thing for us to pursue. And I think that agrees with the GAO findings that you referenced earlier from the week.
Yeah, Mike broke that down into essentially three milestones, and he talked about milestone A being the material solution analysis, milestone B being where the actual project starts to come together, requirements established, and the contractor that gets the award starts to take over. And the way he laid it out was that at milestone B, usually, not in every case, but at milestone B, the acquisition folks kind of take over, and that you as the service chief are not as heavily involved, or in some cases not involved at all after that point. And that's really what the case that he was making was that involvement between milestone B and then milestone C, which is full production, is the empty space there. Is that your take on this as well, General?
That's my take as well, Francis. And what you can do a better job of is having this ongoing dialogue between the requirements process and the acquisition process to do valuable and cost-saving trades between cost and requirements along the way, rather than this process of sort of throwing the requirements over the transom and then waiting 10 years to see what the result is. The intent was to reduce influence, but indeed, I think that's where we need more influence. And there's another thing too, Francis, that I think it's important. Even before all the milestone acquisition pieces come into play, I have always believed that we need to build a concept of operations, especially in this complex world of counterinsurgency, that describes how we're going to fight as a joint force before we start to go out and buy things. And let that concept of operations generate capabilities and then requirements, and then you manage the requirements from a concept of operations. And I think if we did that for things like global mobility and global strike, we'd be a lot better off and be able to make much better use of our combined military capabilities and eliminate a lot of the redundancies.
The reverse of that, though, is whether the cooperation among the branches would be sufficient to decide where different capabilities would go. Some of them are obvious. Some of them are not necessarily obvious, General.
Well, there would have to be some refereeing done, but there's refereeing done anyway. And I think if we turn the things like the JROC, the Joint Requirements Oversight Process, and the Joint Staff and the Quadrennial Defense Review into overseeing, able to identify how much redundancy and overlap is actually required, because some is, then I think we go a long way toward not only saving money, but having a coordinated operational concept that we could all understand and work on.
General John Jumper was Chief of Staff of the United States Air Force and then served after retiring from the Air Force as Chief Executive Officer of Leidos, and joins me now to talk about the issue included in the National Defense Authorization Act of empowering chiefs further along in the acquisition process. Secretary Kendall's remarks, of course, indicate that the civilian leadership at the Pentagon's not in favor of this right now. Do you think that's just an outgrowth of the original intent of this, which you stated and which is accurate, as it was intended in Goldwater-Nichols, was to reduce the potential influence of the chiefs? It seems, I guess, from what I'm reading, the intent at least is by Senator McCain to make the changes, is that it worked a little too well, and it's reduced the influence of the chief to, as we talked about, to well before Milestone B in any of these processes.
Well, my personal feeling, Francis, is that when you took the service chiefs out of the process, you allowed the process to be a little bit more politicized. Now, I will tell you that Frank Kendall is one of my favorite people, and I believe he truly gets it. But I also think that Frank is working pretty much on his own, and I'm not sure he gets all the cooperation out of the bureaucracy, both in and out of the stressful. But if his work he's done on the better buying power, and he's up to version 3.0 now, the things that he wants to do to streamline the bureaucracy, you know, one could ask, with all these committees and these oversight boards and the like, how in the world can one be surprised by cost overruns and schedule overruns in the acquisition business? Well, the very reason is that we've got too many oversight committees and panels, because when you invent another one, because you have a failure somewhere, you invent another panel or committee, nothing ever goes away. So this is one of the things that Frank is after, and God bless him. He needs all the help that he can muster to get this done.
What would the operational result be of seeing someone like yourself or one of your successors more involved in that time between Milestone B and Milestone C? What would the end result be, and what would some of the actions taken be, General?
Well, in the whole Milestone process, I think that, you know, the source selection authority, when the source selection authority was someone in uniform, I think that tended to work a little level of playing field. I think the biggest thing that would happen is that you could create a systematic process to develop test requirements. If we really look at where a lot of the costs in these acquisition programs go, it's in the testing. And I think that we don't have enough oversight or enough appeal on the bureaucracy's ability to impose a very difficult and stringent test requirement when testing these systems. It costs the taxpayers way too much money. And it's things like that. There's a whole list of things, but it's things like that that military involvement could get some operational flavor into a little bit more than we have now.
Do you have a sense that your peers at the chief level are more potentially open-minded to an 85% solution than political leaders or Congress as well, sir?
I think that they are. Yes, I think they are. I think that they all agree. You know, they can't agree perhaps as publicly as I'm telling you today, but I think that they all agree that that their involvement would be more rather than less helpful. I don't think anybody wants to steer any of our major programs in an inappropriate direction. If anything, I think they'd like to see the acquisition process work more like it did during the you know, the 12 years of our involvement on the battlefield, where a streamlined acquisition process got unbelievably good technology into the hands of commanders in an extraordinarily short period of time. We ought to learn some lessons from that and put that into our formal process.